la 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 la
שלום, אנחנו נתחיל את ההכנה שלנו.
Hello, we will start our preparation with a source from Rabash articles, What to Look for in the Assembly of Friends. Before each friend comes to the Assembly of Friends, he must contemplate what he can give society to uplift the spirit of life in it. Again, before each friend comes to the Assembly of Friends, he must contemplate what he can give to society to uplift the spirit of life in it.
I said, make yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend. Rav is called the creator. The kingdom of heaven needs to do. Why? Because he is great and in control. What is doing, even though he doesn't want it, why does he force him to do it? I heard it's good for me. Therefore, even though he doesn't want it, they can do it. They can do the actions. Rav, on the action, there's coercion. You can do it. Rabash, to the extent you appreciate, make yourself a Rav, meaning the kingdom of heaven that he takes upon himself in coercion, and the body doesn't want it. To that extent, buy yourself a friend. What is buy? Your possessions. What you have, you give to the other, and by that, you acquire something new that you want. What do you want later? To have adhesion in the Creator and connection with Him. To connect, you need to be in order to bestow, you need to make concessions. Why should I make concessions? Because you have importance in making yourself a Rav. To the same extent, you can reach by yourself a friend. So you see that when you have no importance in it, then necessarily you can't make any concessions as well. That's why I said there's no one in the world that can say that I don't have the strength, that I can't work in Torah and mitzvot. Can it be? There's a great force. Allegory. A person went to bed at 11 p.m. They come and wake him up at 3 a.m. He's tired. He feels a little feverish. Will he get up? Why? What? For what should he make these concessions? Rav, a great concession. Why? Because the Torah is not important for him that he would need to get up for it. If he knew right away that he would gain the Holy Spirit, it would be worth it. But like that, today, like yesterday, yesterday, like today, what for? it's not worthwhile to get up. Listen. Don't answer me. Just listen. Same thing. Another person went to bed at midnight. He's sick. Fever. He's got high fever. Listen. They wake him up at 1 a.m. Get up. What's up? There's a fire in the house. It's going to get into your room. Leave me be. I'm sick. I have a fever. What, will he say that? Why? In order to acquire something important called life. Then he has the strength to work. There's no excuses, fever, nothing. If we would feel that this is our life and the length of our days, that by that we can acquire life, there's no person in the world that would say he doesn't have the strength for it. Only life. This is where make yourself. Only this is we're lacking. So the whole work, we have to pray for it, which means to raise divinity from the dust in the books, in the language of the Torah. Importance. But this is the only thing we miss. You understand? Did you hear it? Rav, yeah, and I remember. Rav, now you hear it. Rav, yes.
Question for an active workshop. We went through a powerful morning lesson. How can we strengthen one another to increase the intention and connection between us? Again, we went through a powerful full morning lesson. How do we strengthen one another to increase the intention and connection between us?
Person doesn't have importance from himself. We always have to give importance to one another, and each will help his friend. That's how we strengthen one another. We have to provide each other with an example. We have to show how we enter a new page, we turn a new page in the work.
I don't know what one another means, because each one is in a system that everything that seems to be outside is actually inside. And working according to what we learned this morning, that the entire Torah is to correct my attitude towards reality. So a person can only go through society, through the friends that are given to him. That's what you strengthen, not yourself, but the friends. That's building the correct perception of reality. And what we do is try to give an example that Rabash gives us in order to implement it.
External example, prayer, intention, inner thought. We get integrated in one another, whether we know it or not. And once one of us disconnects, we all get disconnected a little bit. And once someone connects, we all get connected.
And of course, it takes place in the morning lesson. Like we were saying now, we raise the topics in the lesson, we discuss them between us, we try to understand what their meaning is, and our work helps us advance as a society, that the morning lesson will live. And not only, oh, we heard something, but we have to implement it between us.
Exactly. To see how the morning lesson goes over all our states, clothed in it, or they clothe on it, but through it we look at the relationship between us and we observe them, how they change, how they get intense, how they invert.
We strengthen it mutually, one another. What is that? It's in concern. I can be the strongest in the world. It's not worth anything. It's only if I'm strong towards being concerned of the friends and their spirituality and their corporeality. By this, we strengthen one another. In concern, and man will help his friend. There's no such thing as spirituality separately.
To pray to the Creator, to the Ten, about the importance of spirituality.
Yeah, and every action and all the efforts we do, they need to be not just single efforts, but together, that we will feel and reach such a state that we do it all as one unit, as a 1/10. And then it'll have a spiritual force in it.
Eventually, the result is that we have to come to a prayer from the bottom of our heart. Just as we heard in the preparation, the clip with Rabash and the fire in the house, same thing. We need to feel there's a fire outside. We have to feel the necessity to pray, not to pray every once in a while as a goal, but to feel that this is the purpose of life. And from these efforts, we make new efforts each time again to connect, to return to the feeling of connection. The need for it, the desire for it, crystallizes in us, develops in us, and we need to try and come to this place where we erupt in prayer out of necessity.
We'll read a prayer before prayer by Noam Elimelech. Let our hearts see the virtues of our friends and not their faults. And let us speak to each other in a way that is seemingly unworthy before you. And let no hatred rise in one towards the other, God forbid. Brace our ties of love to you. As it is known to you that all will be for bringing contentment unto you. This is our foremost aim. And should we not have the wit and aim our hearts to you, you will teach us, so we may truly know the aim of your goodwill. And for all that, merciful and gracious God, we pray before you to accept our prayers with mercy and goodwill. Amen. Would that be so?